Hello and welcome to this walking tour of St Kilda domestic architecture, in which changing house styles reveal the seaside suburb's rollercoaster ride from riches to rags and back again. I'm Peter Mayers from ABC Radio National, and I'll guide you through some St Kilda streets that show how history is captured in bricks and mortar, in veranda posts and window frames and roof tiles. The tour was designed by Heritage Victoria and produced by Malcolm McKinnon. It's a gentle stroll through generally quiet streets, and it should take about an hour. The features that we'll be pointing out are easily visible from the street, but remember that we are looking at people's homes, so please respect residents' privacy. We don't want any complaints about architectural peeping Toms. There are no public toilets on the route itself, but we'll end near the Ackland Street Cafe Strip, where you'll find facilities of all kinds. Or a quick detour will land you on the Lower Esplanade, where toilets are marked on our map. Hopefully you've downloaded the map from the Heritage Victoria website or picked one up locally. If not, never fear. We'll give you clear instructions on how to proceed. And just to check you're starting in the right place, you should be in the small park next to tram stop number 135 on Fitzroy Street, opposite a rather grand building called Summerland Mansions, and we'll hear more about that in a moment. This is stop number one on our tour. There are 16 stops in total, corresponding with the 16 audio tracks that you've downloaded to your MP3 player. Before we set off, have a seat under the spreading branches of the Moreton Bay Fig, which may be almost as old as the suburb itself. Moreton Bay figs were a favourite decorative tree amongst early settlers. Try to imagine the scene before this tree was planted. It's 170 years ago, and you're on the land of the Kulin people. This stretch of sandy-ridged, tea-tree-covered coastline is the home of the Yalakut Willem, one of the five clans of the Bunurong, or coastal tribe. And this spot we're sitting in was a meeting place for Aboriginal people long before European settlement. With Port Phillip Bay to your right, you're looking up at a hill, which Europeans called the Green Knoll, and used initially for grazing. On our tour, we'll pass a plaque where the first stockman's hut was built. Shortly we'll cross Fitzroy Street to unravel the history of St Kilda. But let's pause here first and look at Summerland Mansions opposite. This is no ordinary block of flats.
Summerland Mansions itself was built over a couple of years in the early 1920s, and it was one of the first European-style apartment blocks, which also combined shops down the bottom.
Long-term St Kilda resident Carmel Shute moved into an apartment on the second floor of Summerland Mansions in 1987, and she became fascinated with the building's history.
The flats were all owned by one owner and rented out to the yuppies of the day at 6 guineas a week, which is an incredible sum, when the basic wage would have been less than half of that.
By the 1920s, St Kilda had become one of the more fashionable places to live in Melbourne, and most Summerland Mansions residents would have been independently wealthy.
The rooms are beautifully proportioned, high ceilings, wood panelling, French doors between the lounge room and reception area, balconies with glorious sea views, right out across the bay to Williamstown and the Yu Yangs. Just gracious living. Maids' quarters at the back, but small kitchens. The kitchens were so small because there was actually an internal staircase that led downstairs to the public dining room, which is now the street cafe. So you're expected to have your meals downstairs, which is a terribly progressive idea for the 1920s in Australia.
St Kilda resident Carmel Shute, who lived in Summerland Mansions for 20 years. Summerland Mansions is a strange mix of architectural styles. You're probably familiar with the Californian bungalow, or Cal Bung, one of the most popular suburban house designs in Melbourne between the First and Second World Wars. Look up at the top floor of Summerland Mansions and note the way in which the roof extends right down to the balcony, reflecting the typical style of the Californian bungalow with its low gabled roof. Summerland is not overly decorative. The use of ornament is quite restrained. Above the awnings of the cafe, you might be able to see the horizontal stained glass windows that would have thrown light into the dining room. The windows have an arts and crafts feel, an aesthetic that emerged in the late 19th century and idealised the handiwork of the artisan and craftsman, a response to the soullessness of industrial production. Now let's cross the road at the lights and head up Ackland Street, which runs along the north side of Summerland Mansions. While we walk, Carmel Shoup will tell you a bit more about the history of the site on which Summerland Mansions is built.
Summerland Mansions is on probably the most iconic site in all of St Kilda. It was the first Crown land to be sold in 1842, and it was sold to the skipper of the Lady of St Kilda, which was a schooner moored in the bay, and of course the ship that gave its name to St Kilda, the suburb.
Keep walking up past Summerland Mansions to the corner with Jackson Street and take a seat at the concrete bench opposite number 8 Ackland Street.